Hi, everyone. Nice to see you all. Anybody new? I can't tell because sometimes I think I know. Hi, Samantha. Welcome. And hi, Ugis. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it Welcome. I think there's enough light. I'm so reluctant to turn the electricity on, but the days are getting so much shorter. And anyway, but it's still light. And we've got blue skies here in England. All right. Well, for newcomers, we'll share a meditation and then a little tiny break and a little bit of time for conversation. So the only prescription is to be as comfortable as possible, and during the meditation, really to let your bodies be free. If there's movement, anyway, I'll say it, but no Zenism. No need to be no need to hold the body sort of in a fixed position. And so, when you're ready, you can allow your eyes to close, having clocked that you're not alone and that we have gathered together. Some of us have been gathering together for many years. And so, the space we create is nice. Just that is enough. Maybe. Just to close our eyes and be together in a space that's friendly without any agenda to do anything, to achieve anything, to produce anything. Just going to make sure everybody is muted. Where is, oh, yes, participant. In fact, I was sitting here before the meeting started, thinking I'm not sure the words want to come out today. Because I'm too tired. Don't really want to speak. That's the perfect starting place for coming into the shrine and sitting together, too tired to speak, to think, to fight against whatever arises. Too tired to formulate something, to add to what is. As if that was possible to improve on what is. What is meaning just the flow of experience, moment by moment. It speaks for itself, doesn't it? I'm not doing anything, just here together. Here. Now. Together. I was reminded as I was sitting before the meeting a few minutes. When I was in church in France, I went to Catholic school and I was very much into it when I was a little girl, and I would go to church. And in church, I'm going to say it in French and then I'll translate it. There was this thing that was said before you took communion, and it went like this: Seigneur, je ne suis pas digne de te recevoir, mais dis seulement une parole et je serai guéri. And the translation is, My Lord, I am not worthy of receiving you, but say only one word and I will be healed. And I actually don't actually really understand what that means, but I love it so much. I love the part that says, Je ne suis pas digne de te recevoir. I am not worthy of receiving you. I don't know why, because really, I am worthy. We are worthy of receiving the truth. And yet, I don't know, I feel it. It's like this permission to feel the separation that we feel, most of us, and to speak it, not to pretend, not to be in a rush because we're non-dualists, to sort of recognize, know, and feel our true nature. We can just be here. Humbly, not knowing. Not necessarily open. And then it goes, but say only one word and I will be healed. Mais dis seulement une parole et je serai guéri. And I love that part too because I think it means that we can come here and just be however we are, and that it's up to God. And I know some of us don't necessarily like that word, but bear with me. That it's not up to that one who's feeling separate, who suffers, who feels contracted, who feels isolated. It's not up to her or to him to somehow spiritualize his or her experience. It's more like we come here and we put ourselves in the way of truth, in the way of love, in the way of whatever you want to call it, presence. Divine mystery. We just put ourselves in the way of that because, I don't know, because this meeting is called the Shrine and Ellen is somewhat guiding a meditation. And so let's go. Because then it's a bit like entering a church on a walk. or sitting in a quiet place in nature and closing our eyes. We've put ourselves in the way of healing. We've done our job, we've done our bit. So settle in, friends. Be comfortable. Feel the cushion supporting your body and maybe give the weight of your body to the cushion. The weight of your pelvis, of your legs, of your back, of your arms, of your head, of your eyelids, of your tongue, of your teeth. You can give that weight over for support. And that is a way of saying, my Lord, just say one word and I will be healed. My Lord, just take the weight of my body. And I will be healed. If you prefer, Mother Earth, Divine Mother. Take me in you. And I know that we all feel layers of tension and contraction and feelings. Emotions that we've brought in from the madness out there, maybe anxiety, maybe grief, anger, whatever. Maybe taking stock of what you bring into the shrine. Each one of us, what we bring to share, to put on the altar. No shame. Feeling that we must surrender, offer what we bring in our bodies. In the tension of the body, in the emotion of myself. Offering our doubt, our anxiety, the tightness of the breath. And when I say offering, it's really more like an allowing. The allowing of what is moment by moment is the offering of it. The allowing of the sensation, of the feeling, the unpleasantness. The yes saying to the tension in the belly. The yes saying to the no, embedded in the heart. Just that humble allowing. That is the surrender. That is the offering. And in fact, we don't even have to do that, allowing, listening. It sort of happens. Because we've come here. We've come here with our suffering and our hopes and our yearnings and our thoughts and our feelings and our all of it. And the invisible openness receives us, hears us. Nothing needs to be done or undone. Hello. If there's one word you can say quietly, or two words, yes, or hello. Hello, body. Hello, breath. Hello, sound of Ellen's voice. I hear you, body. I feel you. I don't want anything from you. I want to receive you. Taste you. And maybe little by little, we can feel and touch a quality of spaciousness, a sort of listening presence that surrounds the sensations. That surrounds the sound of this voice. That surrounds everything, everything that is perceived. This invisible presence, spaciousness. Don't need to manufacture it. We couldn't. It's not possible, and it's not even a feeling, but I don't know, it's like an echo. It's like an invisible caress, an intuition. Sometimes, not always, so don't worry if my words fall flat. Let them fall. Perhaps they don't fall flat. Perhaps they just echo a little bit within this openness. Perhaps you can even check it out experientially, that the sound of my voice appears and disappears. It appears and disappears. But the perceiving space doesn't appear or disappear. Sensations ripple and morph and move and dance. Like waves, but you can maybe touch the depth. Of the words are just not there, but a depth that doesn't dance and ripple and move and morph. If you sink deeper into the water. And again, we can't manufacture it. It's not really an idea or a feeling. That's why the words can never do it justice, but it is something we can recognize, like an echo. An intuition. The reason we can is because our essence, what we are essentially, I think I won't finish that sentence. Let your body minds bathe. In this quality. That isn't speakable. Which is the Word of God. The space itself. That in which the body mind bathes. And let your body, your body, your wild body, let her, let him, let it, I don't know what pronoun for the body. Let it be. Fully body. Your body could never be isolated. It could never be a fragment. Yet we sort of manufacture a feeling of being a fragment, a separate body. We do it all the time. It's a very unfortunate result of a conditioning that our culture, our Western modern culture, really reinforces. And yet your body and my body could never be an isolated fragment, is intimately connected to the garland of creation. And so here in this meditation, let your body be body earth, body air, body breath. Body silence. Breathing is the breathing free of a separate breather, moving. Movement is the movement free of the separate mover. Don't try to do that or understand that. Just, I don't know. Just know that it's always the case. Your body was never separate, could not be separate. Your pelvis is intimately right now connected to the earth. You could listen there. Listen to the place, to the meeting place. The mind just gets in there and wants to understand and conceptualize, and that's what our minds do, but just keep thanking the mind and coming back down into the raw, tactile, wilderness of your body, not knowing. Just feeling. Feeling the touch of the air, temperature. I don't know, really, I don't know experientially where my body ends and where the space begins. Isn't that wonderful? Just go for it. Don't manufacture that border, which is what we do all the time. Feel the pores of your skin, the edges of your body. It's just a tactile caress. And it's alive. And you really don't know much about a border between the inside and the outside. And all the sensations that make up the feeling of having a body, of being a body, don't have to go away. Just let them be. Let them be the unpleasant ones, the pleasant ones. Sensations of the shoulders, of the tension maybe in the diaphragm or behind the forehead. The tension in the face, all these kinds of feelings, sensations, let them be. They're like fish swimming in a borderless aquarium. In meditation. In meditation, I don't need to live in the body. I don't need to live in the body. I can live as the space, or I can live as not knowing where I live, what I am. Not knowing. Letting the body live in me. And I know that's easier said than felt, but just try. Don't try in the sense of efforting, but try to see what happens when you hear, I don't live in the body lives in me. And I am more like the I am is more like not knowing, the space of not knowing or borderlessness or openness. Or I am is pure listening, free of a shape. Free of a past, free of a future, free of a gender, free of an age, free of a culture, for just for the time of meditation. Just striptease, that's what meditation is. Just take off your clothes, your age, your gender, all that kind of thing. You just take it off. Until you find yourself just as naked as could be, so naked that you merge with the open space. Ah, and then it means that whatever you've taken off. Your body, your sensations, your feelings, your ideas, your beliefs. All of that can either dissolve immediately, such as, for example, the beliefs can just disappear. But like the feelings and sensations, they don't have to disappear, they just can be bathed in spaciousness. Like make it warm, this bath, warm and delicious. And everything can let go inside this bath. Some things may dissolve, disappear. Some things may unfold to reveal deeper layers. Because it's possible, because there's space, because there's love. This bath is a loving bath. And so the body that was holding anxiety, grief, shock anger violence chaos whatever those kinds of feelings that are unacceptable and get pushed down and in and contracted and buried. But here in the bath, once you've made sure you've taken everything off and that you've recognized yourself perhaps as this openness, then the feelings may grow, may unfold. May find more expression. There's no right, there's no wrong, there's no real direction, preordained direction. We don't know. Life happens, we don't know. But in meditation, we can somehow listen so closely, so lovingly. And feeling the breath is so important somehow. And again, I don't really know, understand how, but feeling your flow, the flow of your breath, the in-breath and the out-breath. If you allow yourself not to think that you are the isolated breather, but just to feel the breathing, the yin breath, and how it permeates, and how it touches. Is that the word of God, the in breath? Seigneur, je ne suis pas digne de te recevoir, mais dis seulement une parole et je serai guéri. My Lord, I am not worthy of receiving you, but breathe in me and I will be healed. The in-breath, the out-breath. Let it be free, let it be wild. You might, I don't know, lengthen, let it make a sound. And perhaps your body is needing to move as it is exploring and being explored. What happens to the in-breath with your belly? With your lower abdomen and your pelvis. Not mechanically, but sensually, what happens? How does it feel? And with the exhale, there's no right, there's no wrong. It's all unfolding in this borderless bath. Things are getting reconnected with each other in this bath. The breath can find the body, and the body find the breath. And of course, the heart, whatever that is, whatever that means. The breath, let it be so delicate, so gentle, as it finds the body. They know how to dance with one another, the breath and the body, the bodily sensations. They move together. There's a third substance, and that substance is the invisible water. And none of what I say makes sense to the mind, but perhaps it speaks to your experience. The in-breath, the out-breath. Hello. And the body and the space, the earth, they also are able to reunite in this bathing meditation. And you don't have to do it, but you can feel it. The earth, she's alive. She's not dead. She's not mechanical. She's not a place to be plundered for her resources. And nor is the body. And they know each other so intimately, the body and the earth. They're made of the same stuff. And so you can feel and taste, perhaps, that reacquainting. And sometimes that happens for me, that suddenly everything goes very quiet. The body comes to a sort of stillness. The word peace comes to mind. And whatever is not at peace in the body mind can have another kind of bath, which is a bath of peace, silence. And here it's not so much about the wilderness of life, but something more. Skylike. And the breath can be skylike. The in-breath sort of permeates experience with silence, equalizes everything. Everything becomes blue, like the sky. And the out-breath smooth blue. The in-breath, don't pull the breath and just let this in-breath arise fresh out of the sky. touching everything that is willing to be touched, making everything that it touches sky-like. The exhale is not needing to be pushed out, let it flow. Long, smooth, effortless in breath. You can do it, apply Ujjayi breath if you know it. A pause and then a long, smooth exhale. Nobody breathing, just let it happen. Welcoming the layers of tension, fear, feelings that let live, curled up in the breath, just welcoming them, washing over them with the breath. Washing over any restlessness or boredom, sense of anticipation, the thinker, the head area. Long, smooth in breath, sky-like. Borderless peace. You've orbited worldly affairs. All the agitation. Worry, tension, unease, you've orbited all of that for a bit. You're free of the gravitational pull. Maybe my words fall flat. No matter. Whatever is unfolding, that is the touch. Of the invisible. Thank you, everyone. Let's have a break.